I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. More powerful than Hurricane Katrina that hit the United States in 2005, Typhoon Haiyan is one of the costliest and deadliest storms to hit the Philippines in recent years. Bill Passons is AMG International's Southeast Asia coordinator. In some cases, it feels like they're starting all over again.
As these winds came and destroyed all of their crops for the whole season there, it's going to be two cycles of the growing season before they can even think about being self-sustained again.
It'll be a long road to recovery. If you can help, we'll connect you at our website. Next, a brutal attack has believers in northern India reeling. Gospel for Asia's Danny Puneau says a family of 7-year-old Animo thought he went to a friend's house after Sunday school.
A couple of days later, they actually found his body. You know, his little body had been tortured, and then they drowned him to death. The reason for this is because Animo's father had become a follower of Christ.
Persecution of Christians in Southeast Asia has increased nearly 400% in recent years. Pray for Animo's family as they grieve the loss of their son. Ask the Lord to protect believers from further attacks. And today is Black Friday in the U.S., but one group's looking forward to Giving Tuesday. It's a global campaign that encourages charitable giving on Tuesday, December 3rd. World Renew's highlighting their literacy program. The ability to read opens doors to better jobs, improved livelihoods, and the truth of Jesus Christ. Pray about your involvement in Giving Tuesday. Pray World Renew gains support through this campaign. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. This month, Mission Network News is offering the free book, Finishing the Task, by Christian Aid Mission. It features stories of Native missionaries making an impact for Christ in their own countries. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. Today is the last day. I'm Greg Yoder.